Lesson 5.3, page 38. Exercises 1A and 1B.
Today, we'll discuss the growing trend of parents raising their kids without technology. Two guests are joining me. Ingrid, a psychologist who specializes in child development, feels that technology can be a positive influence, provided it's not used too often. Leon is a father who is against the use of technology in his home. Leon, let's start with you.
When my kids were younger, I allowed them to use my tablet and smartphone to watch videos and play games. Eventually, that's all they wanted to do. Whenever we were at home, they wanted screen time. I started doing research and found some interesting statistics. For example, it's a well-known fact that depression is 27% more likely to occur if kids spend too much time on social media.
So, yes, spending too much time online can lead to problems in a child's emotional development. This is quite clear. At the same time, a total technology ban means kids are missing out on educational benefits. Parents simply need to be conscious of how much time is spent online.
I recently read an article about a family with two kids, ages 10 and 12. Their home is absolutely free of modern technology. I'm not sure how that works. The interesting thing is that the parents both work in the technology industry. The mother designs software, and the father develops video games.
You can bet those parents have inside knowledge about how companies make sure that kids want to use devices all the time. I'm not surprised that people who work with technology are reluctant to let their kids have too much screen time.
Kids are easily influenced. Especially at a young age, they aren't in control of their emotions. Too much screen time can lead to anger or unwillingness to communicate. That said, banning screen time deprives them of e-books and videos that help them develop language skills. They also won't learn about world travel, museums, and animals at the same rate as their classmates. As for a technology ban, I'd like to suggest an alternative. One family I know implements No Tech Weeks a couple of times every year. For 7 days, no one, including the parents, can play video games, use social media, or watch videos. The parents report that their children start No Tech Weeks with high levels of anxiety. By the end of the week, they've calmed down and are eager to play games with each other that don't involve computers.
But who knows how long that calmness lasts? I guarantee that the kids jump back on their devices as soon as they can. On the contrary, No Tech Week is every week in my house.
It's obvious you are both passionate about the well-being of children. I'd like to thank you for joining us.